Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai meets the African Union Observer Mission and renews his call for the implementation of key democratic reforms before elections are held.
The Prime Minister appreciated the early deployment of observers by the African Union, but he also gave them an update on the political situation in the country, obviously beginning with the Constitutional Court ruling, which has caused a lot of problems. I might not get into the details because it is too sub judice.
The SADC Parliamentary Forum's pre-election observer team says it is satisfied with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's preparations for the 2013 harmonized elections.
If you do not have that police clearance and that clearance from the local authority, your papers will not be in order, no matter how upright a person you are, no matter what kind of development you would have brought to that area, your papers are not in order and the nomination court will chuck you out.
And Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai petitions the Constitutional Court seeking to nullify the proclamation by President Robert Mugabe, setting July 31st as the date for this year's elections.
The SADC Parliamentary Forum's pre-election observer mission to Zimbabwe, which arrived in Harare yesterday, says it is satisfied with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's preparations for the 2013 elections. Ivan Chifera has more details from the capital.
Head of the five-member mission, Dumelang Selashando, told journalists after a briefing from the commission that ZEC was following the law in preparing for the elections.
Well, to the greatest extent possible, they have complied with the requirements of the law in terms of preparing for the elections. I think you'll appreciate that there are still some uncertainties given the challenges before the Constitutional Court. But within the prevailing environment, yes, I think they are up to task.
The mission, which is in the country ahead of SADC's observer team, will meet with political party representatives, civil society organizations, government and the media as election day draws closer. Electoral Commission Chairperson Justice Rita Makarau told the mission that ZEC is ready for the elections. She said nomination fees have been pegged at $500 for presidential candidates.
Yes, nomination fees have been set, and for the presidential candidate, it's $500. For national members of assembly, it's $10 per member, and for all councillors, it's a free service.
Party lists for senatorial, national assembly, and provincial councils will cost $60 each. Makarau later told a meeting between ZEC and political party representatives that the 30-day constitutional voter registration exercise has been going on well, with more than 200,000 new voters registered since it began 2 weeks ago.
Remember, I have said since the last 14 days, 273,319 new voters have been captured. This is in addition to the 204,000 new voters who were captured in the last exercise. So we are approaching 500,000 people who have registered since the two exercises began. And we are not quite clear whether this is the whole lot that we had to target or there are still a few more, because, like I said, the census preliminary report did not tell us how many citizens are now eligible for voting but are not registered on the voters roll.
She said a similar number was registered in the previous exercise, bringing the total number of new voters to about 500,000 people. At a meeting meant to explain the nomination process, Makarau and the team said it was vital for parties to pay attention to detail to avoid disqualification on technical basis. Justice Makarau urged political parties to take advantage of the pre-nomination phase, which allows advance nominations. The commission is set to receive nomination in advance tomorrow, and Justice Makarau explains that parties that do so enjoy the privilege of replacing candidates in the event of death after nomination.
The second advantage that you will get is that if you have given us those details, the law calls you a qualifying party. And in the event that your nominated candidate, any one of your nominated candidate for the National Assembly constituent member of parliament, if he or she withdraws before nomination, if he or she unfortunately passes on for polling, then you are allowed to substitute that candidate.
A shocker to the political parties is the requirement that candidates in council elections produce police and race clearance to enter the race. Director General Twende Pishone of the MDC Tsvangirai says this is unattainable.
Is it part of the law or is something that is coming up now? Because the time now left to do police clearance for 1,958 councillors countrywide appears unattainable as well.
But Makarau says there is no option.
If you do not have that police clearance and that clearance from the local authority, your papers will not be in order. No matter how upright a person you are, no matter what kind of development you would have brought to that area, your papers are not in order and the nomination court will chuck you out.
Several political parties who attended today's meeting expressed concern at the short time they have to collect ballot papers and meet the police clearance and race clearance for council elections. But Makarau and the team refused to take the blame, telling party representatives it was their responsibility to acquaint themselves with the country's electoral laws. Justice Makarau said the commission had taken the initiative to meet the parties after realizing the parties did not understand their obligations. 30 political parties have shown interest in participating in the harmonized elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.